成都市2022级高中毕业班第二次诊断性检测，英语。现在是听力试音时间。
Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No.Not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework, and I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit, and I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result, I'm fit, she's fit,And we spend time together.
I see. Cindy, as a working mother, how do you balance work and family?
It takes skill, but raising a kid while working is not as hard as most people think.
You mean it's not difficult?
No, not if you know how to share your responsibilities properly. My husband does more housework,And I try to spend as much time with our child as possible. She joins me in my daily activities.
What do you mean?
Working as a model, I do a lot of exercise every day to stay fit. And I encourage our child to do it with me. As a result, I'm fit, she's fit, and we spend time together.
I see.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
The art course is fantastic. I spent most of the time painting and learned so much.
So, what was the best part?
I think it'd be how the teacher got us to practice techniques in a number of ways.
I enjoyed that. It was really worth the price. I wish they'd played a little longer, though.
Me too.That kind of music sounds so good in such an amazing concert hall.
Yes, the two guitars are just right for a place that size. How was your trip to the Transport Museum?
It was good, thanks.Although the special plane exhibition was closed.
There are so many other things to see there, though.
That's true. I'd never noticed how old some of the cars were before, but we didn't get to the trains this time. Joanna, it's Peter. I was wondering if you need the book I borrowed from you last week. Should I bring it round on my way home today or to your office tomorrow?
No worries, Peter. I can come and get it tomorrow.
Great. I'll see you then.
What's the weather going to be like for the big race tomorrow morning, Mike?
Well, it's cloudy today, but the weather forecast says it's going to turn really cold tonight. With ice on the track, conditions for racing could be difficult. I wish we could put off the race until the day after tomorrow. It will be sunny all day.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
That was an amazing play.
It was. Over half of the people watching were school students like us.
I guess that's not so unusual for an afternoon performance. Most adults are working then.
I wonder what it's like being an actor. They must have to practice so hard.
Sure. I found it difficult to believe how realistic they made all the characters.That was an amazing play.
It was. Over half of the people watching were school students like us.
I guess that's not so unusual for an afternoon performance. Most adults are working then.
I wonder what it's like being an actor. They must have to practice so hard.
Sure. I found it difficult to believe how realistic they made all the characters.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, Jane.Would you mind helping me with this job application? It says, list the reasons why you would be successful at this job. What should I write?
Well, what kind of job is this application for?
It's a full-time job with a big computer company. I'd be an assistant manager.
Wow, it sounds like you'd have a lot of responsibilities,And you'd be really, really busy.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you sure you're up for that? Maybe you should take some time off before you get a job.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I just graduated, and I've been thinking about taking a break. I don't really want to get a job just yet. Hey, Jane, would you mind helping me with this job application?It says, list the reasons why you would be successful at this job. What should I write?
Well, what kind of job is this application for?
It's a full-time job with a big computer company. I'd be an assistant manager.
Wow, it sounds like you'd have a lot of responsibilities and you'd be really, really busy.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you sure you're up for that? Maybe you should take some time off before you get a job.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I just graduated, and I've been thinking about taking a break. I don't really want to get a job just yet.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Did you see the news about the big earthquake?
Yes, isn't it awful?
It reminds me of when I was in Argentina, when they had that big earthquake in Chile.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was in a hotel in a small town in Argentina, just across the border from Chile. I woke up in the middle of the night because the bed was moving around.
Unbelievable!What did you do?
I didn't know what to do. They say you should get under a table or something and not go outside. But I was so scared, I started putting on my clothes. By the time I got dressed, the floor had stopped moving. Then I switched on the TV and saw there'd been a very big earthquake on the other side of the Andes in Chile.
How scary!
Did you see the news about the big earthquake?
Yes, isn't it awful?
It reminds me of when I was in Argentina, when they had that big earthquake in Chile.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was in a hotel in a small town in Argentina, just across the border from Chile. I woke up in the middle of the night because the bed was moving around.
Unbelievable!What did you do?
I didn't know what to do. They say you should get under a table or something and not go outside. But I was so scared, I started putting on my clothes. By the time I got dressed, the floor had stopped moving. Then I switched on the TV and saw there'd been a very big earthquake on the other side of the Andes in Chile.
How scary!
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Monica. Long time no see. Do you still do Tai Chi?
Yes, I've just joined a Tai Chi club. I wanted to do something that was a lot different from what I usually do, like basketball and tennis.
I remember you don't like slow-paced activities.
Well, I don't usually enjoy slow exercise like yoga,But I decided to join this club, and I'm really enjoying it.
How do you feel after doing Tai Chi? Do you feel exhausted?
After I've done Tai Chi, I am full of energy, actually. I don't feel exhausted because I haven't had a really hard workout, but I feel that my mind is very relaxed.
Would you recommend Tai Chi to your colleagues?
Yes, I would.It's difficult to know exactly how you would benefit from Tai Chi and how it can directly relate to a specific sport, but I've heard that it works on your energy levels and focuses your mind so that everything is in balance.
Hi, Monica. Long time no see. Do you still do Tai Chi?
Yes, I've just joined a Tai Chi club.I wanted to do something that was a lot different from what I usually do, like basketball and tennis.
I remember you don't like slow-paced activities.
Well, I don't usually enjoy slow exercise like yoga, but I decided to join this club and I'm really enjoying it.
How do you feel after doing Tai Chi? Do you feel exhausted?
After I've done Tai Chi, I am full of energy, actually. I don't feel exhausted because I haven't had a really hard workout, but I feel that my mind is very relaxed.
Would you recommend Tai Chi to your colleagues?
Yes, I would. It's difficult to know exactly how you would benefit from Tai Chi and how it can directly relate to a specific sport, but I've heard that it works on your energy levels and focuses your mind so that everything is in balance.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
For my history project,I decided to find out more about the German explorer and naturalist Alexander von Humboldt. He was born in Berlin in 1769 and died there in 1859 after an adventurous life. Between 1799 and 1804, he went on a scientific exploration of Latin America. During this trip,He studied the Orinoco River in Venezuela and came into contact with local people. Throughout his travels, he kept very detailed records of all that he discovered so that information on new species of plants and animals could be shared when he returned home. Von Humboldt's findings on his Latin American adventure added greatly to scientific knowledge at the time.Although he is credited with many new discoveries, he is likely to be best remembered for being the first person to suggest that lands bordering the Atlantic Ocean were at one point joined to Africa and South America, something that we now know is true.
For my history project, I decided to find out more about the German explorer and naturalist,Alexander von Humboldt. He was born in Berlin in 1769 and died there in 1859 after an adventurous life. Between 1799 and 1804, he went on a scientific exploration of Latin America. During this trip, he studied the Orinoco River in Venezuela and came into contact with local people.Throughout his travels, he kept very detailed records of all that he discovered, so that information on new species of plants and animals could be shared when he returned home. Von Humboldt's findings on his Latin American adventure added greatly to scientific knowledge at the time. Although he is credited with many new discoveries, he is likely to be best remembered for being the first person to suggest...that lands bordering the Atlantic Ocean were at one point joined to Africa and South America, something that we now know is true.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。